Each fall for the last 8 years, the United Way of Madison County has recruited volunteers to caulk and plastic protect windows, weather strip doors, and wrap water heaters.
If they let us know their furnace filter size, we will replace their furnace filter. That's actually one of the best things you can do to make sure that your furnace is functioning properly and isn't overworking. And when it overworks, it costs more money.
Kim Rogers Hatfield with United Way says during this weekend, with its chance of snow, volunteers will winterize more than 100 homes in Anderson, Alexandria, Elwood, Markleville, and Pendleton. She says volunteer teams from local organizations and businesses will help as many households as they can with the time and supplies the organization has.
I've had teams come back and say, oh my gosh, the lady baked cookies for us, you know, because she felt like they were doing something for her, so she wanted to give back.
The United Way says weatherizing homes is a good way to help people afford to heat their home during a bitter cold winter. Energy companies say people used 30% more electricity last winter than in past years. That electricity and natural gas came at a higher price because of the heavy demand. Rogers Hatfield says most of the residents whose homes are weatherized don't have to ask the agency for utility assistance in the winter. In Anderson, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.